say not within yourself, nor with your mouth, yet 4 months, and then cometh the harvest. For I would say unto you, look upon the fields, for they are ripe, present tense, ready to harvest, saith the Spirit of grace. Do not say that in a time to come there will be a harvest, but say present tense, this is the time of harvest, saith the Spirit of grace. Do not wait. Do not wait upon your faults, failures, character flaws to be perfected before you begin to enter in to this harvest, saith the Spirit of grace. One must be done, and the other also must be done. For there must be a purging, and there must be a mortification in your prayer closet and in your personal life. That is one part. The other part is that I'm sending you out into the harvest, even not yet perfected. And I will be with you in your imperfections, and I will be with you in your character flaws, and I will be with you in your shortcomings. And the enemy will not be able to destroy you. But to those who will take heed and go out, know this, that if you'll spend that time, if you'll labor in my presence, then I'll purge you and I'll keep you. And the one will be a part of the other, in that the enemy will not be able to destroy you because of your character flaws, if you're doing the things that allow me to come and purge you. But do not wait. Do not wait. Enter into this harvest. Enter into this harvest. And by that I mean not just the spreading of the gospel of good news as in salvation, but include all the parts of salvation. Lay hands on the sick. Lay hands on the sick and see them recover. And even when you do not see them recover, continue to lay hands on the sick. For the day and hour will come where both will match perfectly, saith the Spirit of grace. And that which you're doing in the prayer closet will match up with that which you're doing in the field. And the two will come together in perfect harmony, saith the Spirit of grace. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Be not fearful, for great things are coming on the earth that will bring great fear. And when I say fear, I am not just talking about to the unbeliever. Much of my church will shake and fear. There are those even in your midst presently in this house this morning that will shake and fear. Anxiety attacks will increase with great numbers on people that are not preparing themselves for these last days. But those who know their God will be strong and do exploits, saith the Spirit of grace. You in the midst of those who are going, at times it looks like totally insane because of the things that will be coming upon the earth, you will be sitting in a place of safety, solidarity in your mind, a strength, a place that was so solidified by the strength of the Word and the power of the Spirit that you'll look in utter amazement as people fall apart around you. And there is still time. There is still time to redeem the time, saith the Spirit of grace. Do not wait for the things that are coming upon the earth. Do not wait, saith the Spirit of grace. And again he says the third time, do not wait for the things that are coming upon the earth to get strong. It is not that you would not be able to catch up, but the labor to catch up and find peace in the midst of what is coming will be many, many, many times harder than it is present tense. If indeed you cannot run with the footmen, how will you run and how will you contend with the horsemen, saith the Spirit of grace? For there is coming waves by Satan for these last days that will shake the very earth. And there is coming judgment, things in which my hand is being taken off, and which, because of the permission granted to the by the church, that I must take my hand off, and judgment is coming. And judgment is coming. Again, I say judgment is coming. And many will be shaken, and many will fear. Many will fear. But to those who will seek my face, and to those that will turn inward, and those will come in harmony to the best of their ability with my word, and then I'll come and I'll bring an accentuation to their ability. I'll bring a strengthening to their strength. In the midst of their weakness, I'll bring my strength. Their strength will become my strength. Their strength has been weakness, but their strength will become strength in my strength, saith the Spirit of grace. And I'll grow up people that have nursed the bottle for many, many years. And for people that have sat in the darkness and give many, many excuses for their flesh, I will grow them up overnight if they will allow me. If they will lay down their excuses. And if they will not point the finger at someone else. If they will take their eyes off of everything else and place them upon me, saith the Spirit of grace. The prototype, the Lamb, the one that stands stalwart in a place of your risen Savior, the head of the church, the King of kings and the Lord of lords. Set your eyes upon Him. Do not blame anyone of the past. Do not blame leaders in front of you. Do not blame elders in front of you, nor pastors, nor anyone else. Set your affections on things that are above, saith the Spirit of grace. I must grow you up. I must grow you up. The time is short, saith the Spirit of grace. The time is short. It is short. Many things must happen. There is a harvest, and power will be part of that harvest. But great things that will shake the earth. And it is of a necessity that you take authority over your children with prayer and supplication and fastings and speaking my word. Pacarese, bitiato freste, mochete stivacote. Do not fear, little lambs, for I am with you. I am with you, but you must exercise the power that has been given to you. To that order of command upon Israel, when the death angel was passing, I said to them, you must cover the doorpost and the lintel with the blood, for the death angel is coming in this night. For those who did, and all that did, there was a covering. But know this, if they would have heard only and not done or did or followed commandments, then just because they were Hebrews, the death angel would have killed them as well. This is an hour where knowing something is not good enough. Knowing something is not good enough. Having heard or even having the ability to repeat a revelation is not good enough, saith the Spirit of grace. Coming to church is not good enough. It is an hour which you must do what you know. Man, saith the Spirit of grace. Makarese, bedebakala. So cover your children. Do not become distracted with trying to make a living or set up your kingdom or find your happiness. I'll fill your camp with happiness. You'll eat your bread with a sweetness of peace, and you'll lay down in harmony. But watch the homes, saith the Spirit of grace. Let no contention come between you and your wife or your husband. Guard all things as if a thief was standing at the door. Guard all things as if Satan himself stood at the door. Do not go to bed angry. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath. Let no lie exist in your presence. If you have told lies one to another, then find the time to go back and make the honest appeal. Tell the truth. Tell the truth. Tell the truth, saith the Spirit of grace. Purge yourself, for a great shaking is coming. Let nothing have an open door. Let nothing have an open door to your life, for you must cover your children, and you must cover your grandchildren, and you must cover those that you love. Bakareste. Heche ho baha deveneste. Jalabokote. You who have ears to hear, this will not be fear unto you, but it will be peace. You'll live out your days with a covering of peace, and you'll end up strong, living life. Hallelujah, Jesus. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. Father, we worship you. Now, I had no intent on saying any of that when I come in here. So, Father, you've spoken, but the head of the church, Jesus, has spoken to us. Would, Father, in our hearts, we bow the knees of our hearts and we thank you. Thank you that you love us enough. That you love us enough. That you love us enough. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Beya la korosa de. Bele bako chene. Bini bakasta. Prato pelene sini. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Well, I don't think that's heaviness, that's peace. Hallelujah. That's life. Well, appreciate all of you. It's good to be home. It's good to have to know that we can leave with the eldership and Homer, and I'm sure he did a great job. And the level that he ministered at had to be at the same level that was in the conference. Well, how do you know? Because I know where he's at, and I know where you guys are at, and praying and helping. Hallelujah. So give each other a great big hug, because you're very special people. Hallelujah. Glory. We had a very powerful time at the conference, and we ministered one particular service and just had a great time. Mavis and Gabe were there. It was good to have some people from Immokalee with us, and you are well represented. Praise the Lord. Glory. So, and like I said, I certainly appreciate all of you and the elders and Homer and Rosie and all of you were contending for the faith while we were gone away. Praise the Lord. I'm excited this morning. We're going to get into the Word here in just a little bit. But before we do, we're going to give you an opportunity to continue to work with us, fight with us. And part of that fight is your giving, and we appreciate it so very much. We appreciate your sensitivity to the Lord and listening to Him. That's the main thing. So hopefully you've prepared something or can right now to prepare something, so please do that. I'll make one or two announcements. There's no service tonight, no calling in the lost, so we won't be here. We'll be resting. And the rest of you can just rest. And I think tomorrow's a holiday too, isn't it? So, I mean, I don't know if it's a big holiday, but we'll take any opportunity to rest. Hallelujah. Groundhog Day. No, that's February 2nd. So, hallelujah. Amen. Well, I'm going to pray over this offering, and then you'll get a chance to stand and to bring it. If you missed anybody, just momentarily. Marty, if you can get something to
we can go into worship for a little bit. So let's all stand again together, and I will pray. Father, we thank you so much for the house of God, for mainly your people, for every young man, for every young lady, for every boy, every girl, every man and woman that is in this place this morning. We're so thankful. Lord, they're not ours, they're yours. We're part of a shepherd. Lord, as this chief shepherd, you stand in heaven, you've girded us with strength to be a shepherd on this earth. But I thank you that these are your lambs, they're your sheep. And I thank you, Father, for their callings and the things that you've placed in their life. Now, Father, we pray that you'll accept with great joy in them and to you this expression of their faith and their confidence in, Lord, the days ahead, that you're going to meet and supply all of their needs according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. And we receive this offering this morning in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thanks, guys. Woo, I love it. Love it, love it, love it. 1,000-year reign. The lion and the lamb will lie down together. Then things will get really, 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 really bad for a short season. And then all of everything will be incarcerated forever. And all of those ugly spirits will be forever incarcerated. I was flying back yesterday, and Candy and I were, you know, they have the different things that, you know, we're not watching, but it's almost like mandatory that you're watching because they got a screen in front of you. And we finally put some Terry McCalman on when we were just listening, and but you know, we couldn't tell what they were saying. But you could tell. I mean, it was some kind of sitcom. And there was perversion and guys with guys and all that stuff. I mean, it wasn't showing acts or anything, but you knew what they were after. And I said, you know, that spirit, I was looking out, it was beautiful clouds, and I said, that spirit is going to be one day forever. All of them, however many, there's billions of them, but however many there are, and we love the people that they are inhabiting. And we're going to get a bunch of them saved, and we're going to get a bunch of those spirits cast out. Hallelujah. And but that spirit of perversion, it'll all be captivated. All of everything that causes an offense is going to be captivated, and the Genesis says it's all placed forever in the lake of fire. And but then shall the righteous, it says, shine as the sun. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It's going to be, eternity is going to be wonderful. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's just going to be fun. I don't know what we're going to be doing exactly. I do know that there's you will be able to eat. That's cool. That's cool. Yeah. And there's two trees, or there's a bunch of trees, obviously, I'm sure. There's two trees. There's a river. There's no more seas. There's like seven or eight no mores in the book of Revelation. There's no more night. No more sleeping, because we don't have to. We'll have glorified bodies. There's no more night. There's no more seas. I think there's seven no mores. Julio, no more. I mean, you might be able to fish in a stream or something, but not in an ocean. But there's a crystal river. I mean, it's not made of crystal, but that's the purity, how wonderful it is and how pristine it is. It flows out of the throne of God on either side of the banks of that river, however wide that river is. And this is a literal. This is not spiritual. There's a literal river that flows from the throne of God. And on either side of the river, there is a tree of life. And it says the leaves, it's been a while since I read it, the leaves are for the healing of the nations and the fruit thereof. And even when you get to, so heaven's coming down, we're not going to live outer space, it's coming down. That four-square city that is 1,200 miles four square, that's like like going to Maine and then 1,200 more and back. And so, and it's several multi-story too. So the king will be there, but he'll be among us too. So he's not, Jesus is not just going to sit on a throne for like the next 50 billion years. He'll always be on a throne, as in King of Kings, but he'll be out among us. He'll be among us. And what a place, you know, in that city. I don't know how that's going to work. The earth is a sphere, so it's hard for me to imagine, but thank God he's got it planned out. It's hard for me to imagine how this four square is going to fasten to a sphere, but whether it's just we're being able to transport back and forth as it orbits the earth, I'm not sure how that's going to happen. But I do know that we eat. I know that the leaves and the fruit are for the healing of the nations. In other words, even it's neat. Even in a place where there's total healing, or there's no more tears. That's another one. That's a no more. There's no more tears. Even a place where there's no more tears, it's like it says for the healing of the nations. You'll be able to go by there, take a fruit and eat it, and it's like I don't know how that works, but it's like perfection even goes to a 2.0, or it's you just get blessed every time you take a bite of that fruit, the fruit of life. Hallelujah. So praise the Lord. It's going to be cool. It's going to be really, really cool. So I can't wait. A lot of good stuff are in front of us. This isn't fairy tale. This isn't Star Trek. This is reality. I like that song. This is what it ends up. This is reality. As surely as the blood of Jesus has born you again, this is where we're headed. Glory be to God. We had a great time. And as I said, I'm sure that the level of ministry was just as powerful here, because that's where Homer walks and that's where you walk. And I was sitting in the airport yesterday morning early. This wasn't ministered. This isn't. And if it was coming out of the conference and the Lord spoke to me to share it, I would. But this is not a residual. This message is not necessarily a residual of the conference. This wasn't really spoken on or in any such way. But everything was very powerful. And basically, I think the conference was a spiritual growth. It's always spiritual growth. But there was message after message after the concerning the different stages of spiritual growth and where that we are at. And I had something that I went there with that I could not have preached in three or four services. It's really so, I'm so thankful to be full. I really am, and all the glory to God. And it's really good, and I'm so thankful to have, it seems like at times, just streams and streams and streams just coming, and very, not braggadocious, just so thankful that there's not enough time to preach all that he's giving me, present tense. So that's what's vitally important, is to not preach what you know. Do what, guys and young men and young ladies? Preach what you hear. Don't ever preach what you know. Don't ever preach. Don't try to preach what you, you may know it, and it may have been revelation, and it may have come by the Holy Spirit, but don't preach it just because you know it. Preach every service. So I didn't go there with what I really preached. It was like, boom, it just, part of it I did minister on what I went there with. And what I went there with was the mind of Christ, and you'll hear some of that in the days ahead. But this morning we're going to minister to you, or he's going to minister to you on And Then Shall the End Come. That's the title, and we don't always put a title, but it's important for these guys that are doing the... And by the way, man, you guys are world famous, and we appreciate you pulling with us and being a part of... sometimes we come in here and there seems to be a few of us, as in not just a few, but much less than what we would like. The hour is coming, and now is, that there's not even going to be a place to stand. Glory to God. And I'm not saying that to be, if you think I'm trying to say that to rev you up, I'm saying that out of what I know. And so praise God. But we had, Candy and I continually had people coming up to us, and we were so blessed and saying, we're watching you from Sweden. We're watching you from New Zealand. We're watching you from Australia. We're watching you from Germany. We're watching you from all different parts of the world, that they were saying, and we're just blessed, and we're blessed, some were saying, man, we just love Homer, you know, we just can't wait to meet Homer, and so this message is going out, and you're a part of it, and thank you for your giving every week, and thank you for all of you that labor in prayer and are part of this. This is not a one-man or a two-man show. It's all of us birthing revival together, and every one of you are critical. Every one of you are critical in this. You are all going to have a part to play in present tense, not just in the future. But wasn't that prophecy powerful this morning? Didn't the Holy Spirit just kind of lay it out for us and say, don't look, say it's coming, believe right now. Believe right now. And there was a lot of, that was strong. Please, if you do anything, if you take anything out of this service, heed the word of the prophecy, because it wasn't me, I can tell you that.